To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's breathtaking sunset photo comes from a friend in Adelaide, South Australia. While I have been to a few continents on the earth, I have not yet made my way down under. Me sharing this site truly is a testimony of the goodness of God, because my new friend just happened to listen to the podcast, the first lesson of our Victory Over the Darkness discipleship class that I posted last night. They reported that they were familiar with the book and enjoyed listening to a podcast on the material. They listened to it while they were driving in Australia. If I had any doubts about doing this series of classes or starting a community freedom ministry at my local church, they have evaporated after the first class. Not only did the freedom message I delivered last night make it to the other side of the globe, but there were also other testimonies to report from our first night of class. Days before the class began, a friend reached out to ask about the books for class via Facebook Messenger. I explained that students had to provide their own copies of the book for class, but I could help out if there was a difficulty getting a book, or and encourage them to email me if they needed help. They never responded. So, me being a great man of faith, figured, oh great, they won't be coming. Well, imagine my surprise when this friend walked through the door last night, with another friend to boot. I would have been happy with that, but there's more. There always is, right? So anyway, I noticed that they both had copies of the book, and copies of the Steps to Freedom in Christ as well. And I said, oh great, you got the books. But then my friend explained to me why he sent that message to me. He sent that message to me because the books just showed up at his house. He thought that I had sent them, but I didn't. Somebody else, who remains anonymous, sent the books to them, and that free gift and encouragement resulted in these two men being motivated to attend the class and make a commitment to one another to come and finish the course. That's a God thing. Pretty great, right? But it's not over yet. So I start teaching, and the podcast is recording, and a latecomer comes in and sits down. I finish my lecture, and I'm ecstatic because the latecomer was my dear friend, brother in Christ, and former ministry partner, Tom Fisher. Some of you may recall that last summer or early fall, Tom taught at our recovery ministry on a Thursday evening, and by the weekend, he couldn't walk. He went into the hospital and had back surgery. And I've been praying for his healing and his return to us ever since. Because of the madness of COVID-19, the holidays, and life, I continue to pray for Tom and his wife, Maria, but I hadn't seen him. He hadn't come to our ministry meetings because he couldn't walk without a walker and he couldn't drive. He was in that condition, walker, can't drive, until yesterday. The first day he was able to walk and drive, he came to our discipleship class. Tom said he was blessed by the class, but brother, I was blessed to think how amazing God's timing can be, that he would bring our friend back to us on the opening night of our new ministry. Our Lord is alive and well, and he is moving in our lives. Sometimes we just plod along doing the best we can to keep the faith, and then he shows us that he is with us, and he is working all things for good. This morning's meditation verse is Romans 6:13 from the New Living Translation. It says, "Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. This is the journey we are on when we put our faith in Jesus Christ." The thing I am trying to teach at the discipleship class is that we have been supernaturally given a new life when we put our faith in Christ. And when we understand our identity in Christ, our behavior will follow who we are in Christ rather than the broken lives that we used to walk in. The key to the new life in Christ is faith. Believing that this supernatural change has already happened to you is how we experience our freedom rather than work toward it. When we got saved and understood the gospel, there may have been a period of doubt, but eventually, through understanding the word and experiencing a change in our hearts, we agreed, yeah, I am saved. God is good. The same follows for our sanctification. We can say goodbye to our old ways, just like we could say goodbye to those doubts about being saved. You know, it's like saying, I really have been set free from sin. I said no to sin once, and if I understand that those old ways are a contradiction to who I am in Christ, I can say no again. In fact, I don't want to say yes to sin because it just isn't who I am anymore. And that stuff gets between me and my relationship with God, and I don't want it to anymore. Freedom and a life in the Spirit is merely a product of our believing what we received from God and agreeing with it by how we live our lives. When we know experientially, relationally, that we are a child of God in our hearts will reject the old ways we used to live in. Instead, we give ourselves completely to God, body, soul, and spirit, and begin to live the life of righteousness that will give Him the glory. It is a choice. Will we go on in the dark ways of this world that we know from experience doesn't work? Or will we follow the life in the Spirit that calls us to declare publicly our faith through our words and actions that will demonstrate a transformed life? Choose life more abundantly. Choose to give your life to God and know the peace that goes beyond all understanding, even in the midst of the world's turmoil. I invite all to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. And thank you for listening, and God bless you all.